Good morning. Yeah, it's still morning. Good morning. Welcome to FTS Bet Slip Thursday, 27th of Feb. I'm not going to swear for Lent. 40 days, no swearing. Think I can do it? Can I, bollocks? No chance. Right, what have we got? Bit of fun last night on Twitter. Yeah, I said me and Sam, because I sit in the office most of the day when I'm at home. We don't watch TV, but we do like to sit and definitely have a meal together. I'll do the cooking or whatever, and then we'll sit and have a meal and catch up on anything, particularly if she's been out RSPCA or whatever. So we're sitting last night, well, the last two nights. Night before was dogs, because she'd been to the RSPCA and told me that we're going to be adopting this Winston for 6 weeks. Yeah, fair chance. But last night, we're sitting there. I don't like people who sit eating, watching TV. See, we both come from big families. The one rule my mum had was we all ate dinner together, so we all sat round the table, and it does encourage conversation. People who sit with a tray on their laps, watching TV, sort yourselves out. Talk to your family. We're sat there last night, and her phone's pinging. And it's the old daughter from Malta. As the baby's getting closer, she's getting excited now, Sam. She's going out there, the Cheltenham week, lovely Cheltenham week on my own, beautiful. She's going out there for a week. She said, do you want to go or should I take my sister? I said, take your sister. The words got out before she'd finished the sentence. So she's off out there, she's getting all excited, knitting bits for the baby. So last night, messages come pinging through. Our daughter's found out that it's going to be a boy. Boys' names. So last night it was boys' names, and as what I would only expect from our daughter, the names that she sent through, absolute nonsense. Jace, J-A-C-E, Jackson, J-A-X-O-N, Arlo, Orion. I mean, I don't know what it was all about these days. I like the traditional names, Samuel, Freddie, Jack, William. Stuff like that. I like names like that. But she had a whole list of modern fangled names, and I obviously was throwing my traditional ones back down for Sam to text back. And I said, what about Ian? I mean, she doesn't swear a lot, my Sam. She went, fuck that. I said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean by that? She said, I love you, but I hate your name. 28 years. I love you, but I hate your name. I thought, that's really nice, isn't it? See, Ian, we're going extinct. We're being phased out. It's like a cleansing. It's like an ethnic cleansing. So that was that. And I did talk about guest pods. My intention when I started this podcast was never, ever. One, it was never, ever to do it every day, which I still have done. I haven't missed a day. And was never ever for me just to waffle on my own. I did think the idea came about, actually, I was with Chrissy Spreadsheets in Nottingham in Hooters with Cav, and Chrissy had done some work for us, and then he said, I'm going to take you to Hooters. Tells you what sort of bloke he is, see. Not a class act. Not going to take you somewhere. No, I'll take you to Hooters. And we sat at a three-way table with Chrissy looking on, me and Cav opposite each other. Mourinho was manager of Man United at the time. And me and Cav's a Man U fan, it was like a tennis match. Chrissy's head was just turning as me and Cav went at it, arguing about Man United and the state of the club for about an hour. And Chrissy at the end of it said, you two should do a podcast, it would be gold. And that's really where I got the idea of the podcast from. Obviously, Cav moved on, he had other things in his life. Just last back, whatever it was, January 2019, I thought, I'm going to look at this podcast light. I bought myself a mic. Obviously not the Chrissy spreadsheet standards, because he keeps telling me the sound shit. So he's now just tucked me up for 300 odd quid for a new microphone. But the idea when I did them was, one, just to teach myself how to do it, which I did. And then to have FTS members or people I know on. That was always my intention. And other than the odd brief hello from Suggsy in Madrid and Sam when we were away, it has just been me. And fair play to anyone who has listened to every one of these. I've got nothing but admiration to you if you listen to me waffle all day long. I don't like myself, let alone other people wanting to listen to me. I do thoroughly appreciate it, but I think a natural evolution would be, and I'm not talking all the time, would be to have a few people on, particularly punters, FTS members, to talk about your experiences, what you go through. I do keep saying a lot of the same things over time about, you know, you look at football last night, what were we, half an hour in the game, not one goal. You look at it and people think as if you're playing the game. Whatever trading you do, particularly unless you're back in unders, but if you are trading looking for goals, you can have the best prices in the world, you can think you found value, you still need the team to put it in the net. I've had five penalties in the last week, five penalties on the spin, all missed. Even the Fulham one last night. Fortunately, the Fulham one is the first one where there was a goal after it. But I've had five penalties where you think, oh, marvellous, and it gets awarded. I think I've had a couple in Poland. I had Mallorca. I can't remember the other one. Oh, there was one in the Porto game at the weekend. I mean, I don't know whether anyone saw that, the Jackson penalty for the team, Porto Menenzi playing Porto at the end of the first half. You know, you can't do anything about it. You just, I keep saying it, you have to run these rides through. But I understand for people the other end, I've done this a long time, they don't like that, they don't understand that. So the natural progression of the podcast, I think, would be to have a bit of that. Now, Suggsy, whilst I joke about him, and he is, it would be like Carl Pilkington, because we could cover all things. He has been in this game a long time and may have the odd word of wisdom. And then you've got somebody like Gary Smith, I'm going to get on, who... Gary's new to it and keen to learn, so he'd be good for somebody to talk to. Perhaps people like Betty Blogger, if we could get him on, because he's been in the game different way, automating himself now. Lee Rothery has contacted me. I don't know Lee from other than on Twitter. I know that people have different views, but Lee might be somebody to talk to. So my plan is Shazwad Guru, but we couldn't understand it, could we, flipping hell? Imagine listening to that for half hour. Christ almighty. We're talking about balm cakes, and we can't have any jocks on, can we? We've got no chance to get the jocks on. Flipping deary me. I mean, Scott from Scotland yesterday sends me a text yesterday after the podcast. I didn't actually realise the Nonsense League was on yesterday, the Braga game. I don't look at that Mickey Mouse. I'm Champions League. I don't look at the Mickey Mouse stuff. I could stop a train, Champions League, couldn't I? Stop Juventus, Jesus Christ. When you're on a bad run, things just don't work out. First time Lyon have ever beaten them. Only the second team this season has stopped Juve scoring. Hey-ho. See, you just get up, dust yourself off and go again. That Fulham goal, I have to say, that was welcome. That late Fulham goal. I think the old TV could have gone out the fucking window when they missed that penalty. What was I talking about? Scott from Scotland. Yeah, old Scott from Scotland. Odds compiling. So I'd done the podcast. He's a Rangers fan. Obviously a little bit upset that I hadn't put the Braga game, Rangers game at all. Sends me a message. Braga's a massive price tonight. Expected them to be 4-6 or under. See, that's what Tennent's does for you up there. You drink too much Tennent's. They were never, ever going to be 1.6, Scotty boy. I think they went off just over 2 points something. So that's it. So then 20 minutes in the game, cash out Braga. I'm not in, but I didn't place the bet, by the way. I don't pay any attention to what he sends me. Cash out Braga. And then I've put you're just clueless. And he's put, if you watched the game last week and Rangers on Sunday, you would understand. See, just a pessimistic fan. I said, should have faith in your team like me. I have faith in Spurs, always, every week. So, yeah, clueless, see? That's what happens. Don't drink too much Tennent's because it does affect your odds compiling. That is it. And imagine having him on the... I mean, I can't understand him when he's a foot away from me. I mean, we took him to dinner in London. I don't know, November, before the racing weekend. Him and his wife's lovely, took him out for dinner. Sat there for 2 hours, I haven't got a clue what he said. All you do is nod in the right places. Just shake your head. Just shake your head and hope you get it right. Yeah, either way. Doesn't really matter. Just either up and down or side to side. Seem to get through the evening all right. Once he's had about 8 tenants, it doesn't matter. Lovely boy. But we could get him on. I like Scott. He is a good lad. I'm digging him out, but he is a good lad. Suggs, he's a good lad. Can't have Kevin Kelly on, can we, West Ham? But we're gonna have Crazy Goddess on, Kev, because I think that would be great for people to unmind what happens on in your little head. And I will have Chrissy's spreadsheets on. Chrissy's got to come, so he's got to show me how to set up all this new microphone and software. Starts criticising my crap. So bottom line is, over from sort of, I might get one in before, but April onwards, I'm planning to go away again end of March. Well, not planning, I am. 60th birthday friend of mine, his wife had cancer. He was 60 last year and they couldn't go away. And they are going, they've postponed it a year while she's at her treatment, and they're going away in, his birthday's 3rd of April. And they invited us last year and I said I couldn't go because I got the dog. Obviously then the dog's passed away and we booked our holiday. But he then contacted me and said, well, you can come now. I said, well, I can't because we've had holiday. He said, no, you said you'd come if you didn't have the dog. You'd not got the dog, you're going. Because it is very likely that from first week of April, we will be adopting dogs onwards. So I'm going to get one holiday in more before I go. It's the international break. So I'm going to sod off then. So after that, I'm going to start doing guest pods. And I think once every month, I'll start off with Chrissy's spreadsheets and Suggsy, and then we'll add some other people in. So if anybody is interested or anybody wants topics covered, as I keep saying, let us know. The pod is not going to be stopped. We're like a train now. We've got great momentum. We're going to try and catch up the old Peter Crouch podcast. For some bizarre reason, there are still numbers did drop down, but I think it depends what I'm talking about, doesn't it? Like today, see, just gone on. But we do get between sort of 400, you know, sometimes it drops down to 2 or 3, but I'd say on average 400 or 500 people listening a day, which is fantastic. So it's well worth doing. Right, obviously there's nothing today football wise because there's no games. There is only the old, I like old Zed Tips called it the Lotto League. I like that, the old Lotto League. I don't entertain it. I leave that for the old gooners and that. Nobody wants to know, do they? Nobody wants to know. Right, I have got a I've got a little small win bet at Chelmsford, 8 o'clock tonight. Arlecchino's Arc. So 8 o'clock Chelmsford, small bet, Arlecchino's Arc. I've been sent, and I haven't placed this, but I've been sent a each way Yankee. I think it's for Cheltenham. Well, it is for Cheltenham, but they've sent me the actual betting slip and I can't read their writing. So when I decipher this, because I've texted them, because they've sent me, it's a dreadful picture. I can read the four horses. It's Flash of Steel, Spirit of the Game, Roscana and Mohyed. Mohyed's in the County Hurdle. Flash of Steel's in the Martin Pipe. Roscana, I think it says Mare's Hurdle. And Spirit of the Game, I've got no idea what that is in. I can't. The writing's horrendous. Looks like a spider scrawled across the betting slip. And they've put that Yankee on at Cheltenham at Ladbrokes. But if anybody, there you go, if I dig the other one out. So there's a little anti-post Yankee. I will have a full Cheltenham service. I'll be doing all the bets through the day. In the morning I'll be posting them. So we will have full Cheltenham service. But the only one I've got today is Arlecchino's Arc at Chelmsford. No football, as I say. I got through a load of email yesterday, so a lot of you who'd been waiting for responses, I hadn't passed away, they were still up. Got through them. I'm doing more admin today. I've just got to go out and get some food because I did a Waitrose delivery and they didn't have half the stuff, so I've got to pop out the shops and get some bits and bobs. I need to speak to the web developer, but other than that, I'll just be doing some admin. Trading guys, I'll send you an update before we have another bet tomorrow. That's it, that's all I've got. So yeah, another day of waffle. As I say, if you want to be in the pod, give us a shout and we'll do what we can. Very simple to get you on. North of Watford, maybe some interpretation required. Oh, we could get a Geordie on, couldn't we? Flipping it, that'd be a new game, wouldn't it? Way, hey, man. Right, have a lovely, lovely Thursday. It's been snowing here, horrible. But have a lovely Thursday. Football obviously will run process tomorrow, normal, ultimate, etc. And I'll have a pod out round about lunchtime tomorrow. See you later.